Packers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Always great to get the pulse of the Packers from our friend Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason.
I was there the whole time, and that's 5 minutes of my life I won't get back.
Did you understand what we were going through? I've been an old-fashioned stubborn off, I believe, although Gabe informs me it's distinctly possible that my husband doesn't know we're in a stubborn off. He's just going about his business as usual.
I am Team Gabe on that. But you are nothing if not stubborn. It's part of your charm.
All right. Jason, what is the latest out of Green Bay? It sounds like there are questions about the quarterback's availability this weekend for the playoff game against the Eagles.
Yeah, I don't think there are. I mean, you know, LaFleur, I just don't think LaFleur is particularly entertaining in his gamesmanship. He's got his one go-to line. He was limited. I do think it was odd that they chose to only have reporters be able to watch stretch and not individual drills like they normally do on Wednesdays. I don't get to go because they start availability while we're still on the air, but it very rarely is it meaningful. Like, it's not like the old days when Chewy was playing and I would spend the entire practice watching because Holmgren didn't care. And so the fact that they got booted before individual drills during which Jordan Love would have thrown it does add a layer of intrigue to it, but Jordan said he had, you know, the numbness had subsided in his hand by the next morning. He has some elbow soreness, but I mean, and I don't want to be old school tough guy, but what are we talking about here? It's a playoff game, right? Like, this is not week three against the Tennessee Titans. I mean, this is win or go home, and the idea that Jordan Love is not going to play is, in my opinion, preposterous. Now, the question I would have is, how effective is he going to be? How accurate is he going to be? Because even before he banged his elbow, I think we saw that his accuracy has not been as good of late. So there are certainly questions on how it's going to affect his performance, but if he doesn't play somehow, that would be a major surprise to me.
Jason, does that mean everyone's going to play? Bullard, Cooper, Slayton?
I don't know about Slayton, Chu. He did not practice yesterday. LaFleur basically left us with the impression that he won't practice all week, and then they're going to hope that it's healed enough, his ankle is better enough, and they can spat it up enough that he can play. But I mean, there are certain weeks where you could probably live without one of the big guys in the middle. I'm not sure facing Saquon Barkley in a playoff game is a game where you want to be missing your arguably your best run-stuffing defensive tackle. So, yeah, that one's a concern. And then, you know, let's not assume that Quay Walker and Evan Williams either A, will play, or B, will play effectively after the layoffs they've had with their injuries. So there's still some questions about guys' availability. I'm sure a couple of them will be listed as questionable when we get the injury report designations tomorrow. But, yeah, I mean, there are some question marks here. There's no doubt about it.
Today's the day you guys get to talk to the assistant coaches up there. What do you want to talk to Jeff Hafley about?
I'm going to ask him why he lined up his three safeties in Sheboygan on that final play. I'm going to ask him, you know, just exactly how they, without giving away the game plan, obviously, can you defend Jalen Hurts the same way as you did the first game, not getting pressure on him? Does that change given how rusty he may be from a 3-week layoff, those types of things? And then, you know, again, I'm really curious what they're going to do against Barkley, because their run defense statistically was pretty damn good this year. And are they able to do that against the guy that ran for 2,000 yards this season? Do you have any requests, Gabe, that you would like me to inquire about?
It's just interesting because clearly the biggest thing out of last week's game was why the hell were those safeties lined up as if the Bears were going to try a Hail Mary? But it's Thursday, and you've got a playoff game upcoming, so I just didn't know if you were going to go back to try to get an answer about that or if you guys were going to move on, because he's probably attempted to move on as they get ready for the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I'm the one who asks it, which I'm not, one of the things that I am definitely not good at, and there's a couple of other reporters that are really good at it, is timing up the end of an answer with butting in with your question. I usually take a beat or two before I ask something in case someone is going to finish their thought. So I usually lose those races. So I'm guessing someone else will ask about that play. But if I were to ask, it would be, look, Jeff, I know you got a big task ahead on Sunday and it's win or go home. I just want to understand, you know, kind of what went wrong and what the thought process was on the Bears' final offensive play. I think that's how I would handle it. We'll see if I get the opportunity to ask it that way.
Jason Wilde, my goodness, I cannot clear my
very
throat
emotional.
Enough this
morning. Hey, I'll tell you what, I have been dealing with the same problem, and then on top of that, there is no cough button in press conferences.
Oh no!
So like this all goes back to the Monday night game when I asked LaFleur a question. And I was barely audible. I sounded like Tausch in that classic clip of, I feel fantastic. And LaFleur, before answering, says, a little under the weather there, Jason? And then the other day, I started to cough at the end of the press conference. And it's like stifling a laugh in church. It's impossible to do. And I may have snapped at one of my colleagues who started to make fun of me. As LaFleur walked out, and I was so mad, and I used a word that I would not use on the radio, that LaFleur and Jason Wallers, their PR director, both turned around when I yelled at this person. So, I feel your pain with the clearing of the throat and the phlegmy cough and everything else. It's going around.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, because on Saturday I sat down with Will Howard, quarterback of Ohio State, for our show tonight, for game day tonight, or tomorrow, I guess. Ohio State plays tomorrow. And he's answering this really, really great answer. He's giving me this really great answer, and I feel that little tickle in the back of my throat. And I'm like, just hold on, Jen. Just hold on to it. Don't interrupt him. He gets to the end of it. And at the end of it, I'm like, I just started dying. Tears
just
are
turning red from holding
down
it back.
My face. And he goes, good work holding that in. And I was like, I didn't want to interrupt your answer. It was so good. So I sympathize as well with you having to deal with that in the press conference, because that is the worst, right? Like, I'm getting a really good answer here. The last thing I want to do is be like, could you just hold on? Could you just give me a second? I need to clear my throat.
Hold that thought.
Do you, Jason, subscribe to the belief that some of what we have seen from this Green Bay Packers team this year, some of the inconsistencies and some of the deficiencies, are because they are the youngest team in the league yet again?
No, I don't. I mean, there's certainly some inconsistency that comes with youth. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, all those guys on offense, I mean, they're not, you know, Chewy, don't you usually say, especially when you're a veteran team with some rookies mixed in, that by the end of the season, you're not a rookie anymore? Isn't that the mentality in the NFL? So,
well, certainly third year, you're not considered young, you know.
Right, but
second year,
like,
you're ish.
Like, I have a hard time saying that their inconsistency with, say, you know, getting Jaden Reed the football, or Dontavian Wicks having drops earlier this season. I don't buy that. Like, Mike McCarthy would call that convenient criticism. Like, I just think, one, and again, I always love to go back to the ESPN Milwaukee trailer at Summerfest, but when Gabe and Alex Strofe and I did State of the Packers, I really do believe that having 19 games of film on Jordan Love gave defensive coordinators a better idea of how to defend him. Add in the injury issues that he has played through and the amount of practice time he missed while he was dealing with them, and that, I think, goes to his inconsistency. He may have briefly appeared on the injury report last year, but now he's appeared on the injury report for three different injuries this year. And the missed practice time affects your sharpness. I also think, and you know, I don't know if Jordan would acknowledge this or not, but, like, you know, nobody wants to play like a robot, right? And I feel like I have seen him, because he's had so much success after last year's second half, that there have been times that maybe he's, I don't want to say been a little Farvey, but, you know, if he's throwing off balance or off his back foot because of his arm talent, and I think that has led to some inconsistency. And I think sometimes he forgets his fundamentals with his footwork and his throwing motion because, hey, you know, I'm pretty good. And I'm not saying that he's an arrogant player. I just think that when you have success, you start to think, okay, I can do some of the things a little bit differently. It doesn't have to be, you know, textbook style to get it done. And I think you add that all together, it's not like he wasn't good this year, but I don't think he was as good as we expected him to be. And there were a lot of people last year crowning him. I thought it was premature. I still think he's a good quarterback, but, you know, we're talking about him being in the MVP race and this, that, and the next thing. I mean, growth is not linear. You guys have heard me say it a bunch, and his growth has been intermittent and inconsistent this year.
Jason, can they gain any information from the first game of the year? And both teams, are they playing better or worse?
Well, I definitely think the Eagles are playing better, and I think the Packers have had moments where they've played better, but the last two games they certainly didn't play better than they did in the opener. I mean, you know, the biggest information that I would glean is Jair Alexander had an interception in that game and Christian Watson had a touchdown catch. What are you going to do about that? Because neither one of them will be doing that on Sunday. So, you know, I think the Eagles' defense, you know, I've watched a little bit of them. I'm going to do more of that tonight because we don't have basketball practice. And everyone I have talked to has been raving about how much better their defense is. And if that's the case, and the way the offense has played for Green Bay of late, you know, that's going to be a challenge. And I'm eager to see, you know, what their game plan is. I still, you know, I'm just old school. I'm lining up Dorsey Levens and Edgar Bennett in the backfield together. But their play-action passing game and the amount that they're in pistol and shotgun, I still don't think that that's ideal. And, you know, who am I to tell Matt LaFleur he's doing it wrong? But I just wonder how that's affected, too, their ability, because all I've ever heard about this offense from the minute they hired Matt LaFleur was how vital the play pass is. And, you know, Bulaga brought it up yesterday on our show, joking about how McCarthy used to have run fakes that did not match up in any way with anything they actually ran for running plays. And right now, I just don't think their play action game is anywhere near what it was last year.
The most fascinating thing to me, Jason, is going to be because the offenses are built the same, right? Same kind of running back, receivers, they got a handful of them. Quarterbacks are very good. It's going to be interesting to see Vic Fangio's approach to shutting them down and Jeff Hafley's. That is going to be something. Because I think at the end of the day, you're going to be able to go, Hafley did it better than Fangio, or Fangio did it better than Hafley.
I would agree. And what are they going to do differently than the first game because of what you said, how different these teams are?
Jason, really good stuff. We get to chat with you again tomorrow, so I'll hold some of my other questions for tomorrow as we get ready for Packers-Eagles this weekend. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Good luck with the garbage can. Take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Mark weighing in on the carbless talk and text line. Lis is more. Jen, it's already been said, but boobs is the answer to your problem. Always will be. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Be right back after this.
Hey, fellas, listen up. If you're getting ready to take that next step in life and propose the Jewelry Center, I mean, look, it has to be the first stop, and it's going to be your only stop. Whether it's naturally mined diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, Jewelry Center has options for it all. And the reason why the Jewelry Center is the only stop that you need to go to is because of the team of experts they have assembled over at TJC. Maybe you don't know exactly what kind of ring that special someone wants, but if she's got a Pinterest board, bring some of those ideas in. They will make that dream a reality when it comes to that diamond engagement ring. Learn more about their engagement ring selection or any other services online, shoptjc.com, or stop in today in Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. And anytime you head over to the Jewelry Center, make sure you tell them that Gabe and Chu sent you.